So what we saw, so this thousands of nadis, the subtle nerves, and pervading the whole body, nadis are, and obtaining in those nadis, the vyana prana contributes for the circulation of the blood all over. And who is that? Only one prana, one vital air alone, divides itself into its powers, into fivefold powers, and then with different names, and involves itself in five different functions, governing five different systems. Then Udana Prana, it is blessed by the gravitational mother earth. That's why it keeps the pranas. What holds the pranas inside is Udana Prana, which has earth's gravitational force. It has the blessed pick this, so it will release when the partha is ends, it allow to go, it will take. So Udana only goes out. So this is the very mixed, very clear. If you only punyam, a serious upasakaha, a person who was practicing meditation, upasanas, very seriously, living a very disciplined life, a dharma, and also living a karma yoga, and such a person having earned adequate punyam, and he goes to Brahmaloka, attends Kama Muktihi. Otherwise, with enough punyam, one may go to the Swargaloka, and when the punyam is exhausted, he can come back also. But the person who completely did not follow the Vedic way of life and lived a life of a dharma, such a person, like an animal, if a person lived, see, the human being does not live a life of dharma, means he is said to be an animal in human form. Animal in human form. In enjoyment of every pleasure, there must be moderation. One must be ethical in life. So not 100% we are adharmi, little adharma we do. Then what happened? Purna adharmi means what? He goes to naraka. Udana, okay, goes to some entrance, it goes out and takes you there. Then if you have both punya papam, you have little punyam, lot of papam also, you will get human sharira. So, but whatever punya papa we have, accordingly what now? Will be going through in our lives. We'll pay back. Swamiji says, we have to settle account with Bhagavan. Bhagavan sees that we settle our accounts with him. Name of order. Again, definitely, the rebirth also is confirmed. So nobody can destroy you. Only with the Udana Prana, nobody can take it out. Somebody comes and kills you, puts in ashes or paper, he will not go. Parabdha, unless Parabdha goes. Parabdha ends. Okay, now, very simple thing. See, our seeing power is there, isn't it? Our seeing power. See, individual seeing power is what? Individual seeing power is a indriyam. The corresponding devata. Devata means total seeing power, isn't it? The total seeing power is called what? Devata. Indriyam, devata. Corresponding total power is called devata. That's also called devata. Indriyam. So every indriyam is devata only. Devata is not indriyam, isn't it? Every indriyam is devata. So total seeing power we say what now? Devata. Like that we say, who is the one who, how is Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbha, Samashti Prana, how does Samashti Prana protect the external world? That was the question, wasn't it? And how does Hiranyagarbha in him of Yashti Prana protects the individual body also? That we've already seen. Individual Samashti Prana, even the Vashti Prana, dividing itself into five, its own powers, it remaining in five locations, It governs the five different systems. Thereby, it sustains the life of the individual. Isn't it? Sustains the individual, human individual body-mind's complex. Now here, how does the Samashti Prana protect the external world? That is, that answer is given in the 8th mantra. See, Bahyaha Pranaha means Samashti Pranaha. Okay? Samashti Pranaha is Adityaha. Adityaha. Adityaha is the Devata. Samashti Prana alone, remaining in the form of the Surya, the sun god, he rises and shines, protects the external world. If you ask me, what is the Virat, no? The external, whole external grass universe can be called what? Virat. What is the prana of the Virat, if you ask? What is the prana of the Virat? Prana of the Virat is Aditya. Aditya is the, sun is the pranaha. Our, we say our prana is simple, isn't it? Vyashti prana. Samashti, we have to say corresponding five pranas you have to say. Prana, apana, vyana, samana, udana, we call them individually, isn't it? What is called, see this prana shakti, the physiological functions obtaining in an individual. If you ask what is corresponding prana shakti of the entire grass universe. For individual grass body, we have five different names, isn't it? Pranaha, apanaha, vyanaha, samanaha, udanaha. So what is the corresponding, who is the prana of the Virat Purusha? Adityaha. Adityaha, Adityaha can write, okay? Total prana, if you say. Some pranaha. See, total vyana, total pya, we have to say that. Adityaha is the prana of the Virat. And who, also what, blesses our eyes with the power of seeing. Then Prithivi Devata. Prithivi is the apana. Then Akashaha Samana. Samana Prana, Samana of Virat is Akasha, space. And Vyana is the Vayu. If the Samana, then Vayu is the Vyana. So Samashti Vyanaha is Vayuhu. Samashti Samanaha is Akashaha. Samashti Apanaha is Prithivi. And Samashti Pranaha is Adityaha. The Udana is not mentioned. No, no, because that's not Udana is into this Prithivi itself. Okay, again, I just told you, I already told you the fifth question. The fourth question's answers are still here in 9th and 10th. How does the prana depart from this body? It was asked, no? We said the Udana prana goes out in the Parabdha, it has said, and in keeping with the Punya Papa, you are getting your loka. Either higher loka or lower world or human world. Now, the same, the again the 9th and 10th also the answer is given here. When the Udana leaves, what happens? When the Parabdhayans, Udana Prana leaves, what happens? That is said in the 9th. That is post-death. After the Udana's departure, after the prana, what happens actually in the body? That is said here. all the sense organs remain resolved in the mind. All the sense organs, all karmendriyani, jnanendriyani, all of them remain resolved in mind. So the mind assumes a new body, takes a rebirth. The mind assuming another body has rebirth. The jatasya hidruva mrityuhu, it is a confirmation, okay? Definitely the person dies, he takes a new body. Life does not come to an end with this one body. Okay, that is said here. Punarbhavaha means what? Punarbhavaha means rebirth. Who is going to be born again? The mind, having all the subtle powers resolved in it, okay, assumes another body and it will be born again. Assuming another body, it will be born again. And what happened to the old body? He says, the heat in the, as soon as the Udana leaves, the heat in the body also resolves. Immediately the body will become very cold. Isn't it? One of the symptoms of the dead body is what? The doctors first will touch and see. The heat is there, then they'll say what? The person must have passed away. After some time, the heat goes. Temperature 98.4. Is it? That won't be there anymore. Body becomes cold. Air condition, no? That gets this, I think, repaired. I admit, I don't know. Amazing how it is. He says, Udanaha Tasmat Upashanta Tejaha. See, Udana Prana is actually, now here you can understand the fire. You know, the Udana Prana of the Bahya Prapancha is what? Agnihi. Corresponding, the Udana Prana, Samashti Udana is called Agni. Samashti Udanaha is what? Agnihi. Therefore, the Udana leaves, the fire also, what are the heat in the body also? Resolves. Your body gets cold. Body becomes cold because the heat resolves. Then what happens to the mind? The mind, assuming another body, it will be born again, and it when it leaves, all the subtle powers resolved. Having all subtle powers resolved in it, the mind leaves. The Bhagavad Gita is beautifully said here. How does, when somebody dies, when the mind leaves the physical body, isn't it? And when the mind leaves, it takes all the powers also with it. But you cannot see, how does it take? There's a beautiful verse. When, suppose if there is a flower garden, and if the wind blows, the wind is going. When the wind is going, it takes the fragrance of flowers. Just as the wind, blowing wind, now on the flower garden, takes only, leaves the flowers there. The wind does not take the flowers. Only fragrance alone it takes and goes. Isn't it? The fragrance will come suddenly. Nice smell comes. It doesn't take only, it leaves the kitchen there, hing dabba there. But hings, no? The asafoetida smell alone it will bring here. All things are there in the kitchen only. But you get the smell. Puja room is somewhere. The flowers are there, incense is there, everything is there. The smell alone comes here. But the incense smell or asafoetida smell or ginger smell or garlic smell, any smell, things will be left behind. The wind brings only the, isn't it? The smells, the fragrance. Like that, leaving the physical body aside, the mind takes only the sense, all subtle powers. So this verse also confirms the mind punarbhavam indriyaihi manasi sampadyamanehi. So the Udana leaves the physical body, and because Udana's corresponding total is what? Fire, Agni Devata. Therefore, the body gets cold, then mind, having all the subtle powers resolved in it, mind leaves and assumes another body and it will be born again. Rebirth. So death is made very clear. What happens na? Kena utkramate. How does kena means what? Through which way it goes out, one meaning. How does it kena, isn't it? How does it happen? What happens after death? That is said in this 9th verse. So we don't need to worry about it. Nothing will happen for us. We will come back with our own account. To draw, to pay back, we'll come back. To take or to give or to do both transactions, we will come back. Isn't it? Which other culture says very 100% clearly, you will come back. Swamiji used to say, Kalluli Mangan. Nothing can destroy you. Nothing can destroy you. You will be coming back. You will be coming back in what relative sense? As Sukshma, you will be coming back again and again. Absolutely, you don't come. In you, everything comes and goes later on. In wisdom, in knowledge, you understand what? In me, everything comes and goes. I don't come and go. Otherwise, in relative sense, until jnanam takes place, identity is with the body, mind is complex, definitely with the mind, then you can say what? Only you are leaving the body here, wearing new dress, whichever color you want, you will come back. Whichever color means what? You want to be, suppose you had love for, suppose at the time of death, whatever desire you had, oh my God, I wish I visited that place, you know. I'll never think of going anywhere else other than India. Bah, definitely not. But suppose last day, you know, whichever color means what? Any desire is there, you saw somewhere, you wanted to go to Africa, be born there. You want to be there, whichever part of it. So whatever desire you had, accordingly, you will be born. Whatever disease you entertain, the time of death, and you will be definitely born in an atmosphere to fulfill your disease. How do you know? In Bhagavad Gita, 8th chapter, the verse is said there. What is the verse? Yam yam bhavam smaran deham tyajatyante kalevaram tam tame vaiti kaunteya. Remember that verse? Yam yam bhavam smaran deham tyajatyante kalevaram. Whatever you are thinking of, and you'll be born. Not only that, whatever you have unfulfilled, so much you must have accumulated in your mind, subconscious. I tell you, the subconscious goes with you. Whatever is in subconscious will come back. Whenever the appropriate situations come, they'll get triggered, they'll be surfacing. That is why Swamiji made it so clear. In fact, there is no pain or anger or hatred. Nothing is new. There's no new fresh hatred. New, brand new hatred. Brand new fresh pain. Brand new fresh anger. Suddenly comes. No, that is not true. They're all of us are Mahatmas. As long as such situations don't occur, they're not triggered. In subconscious, underneath, we ourselves do not know. What all we have stored in our subconscious underneath. They're all there underneath. There's nimittam. Situations sometimes become instrumental, nimittam. For those, what is underneath to be triggered. Some person stir and trigger it will surface. And whoever is instrumental, we think that person is responsible for my sorrow or pain. I tell you, 100% satyam, 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 punasatyam, what? Your children, your wife, your husband, your friends, your enemies, nobody is responsible for whatever comes up here. When there is anger, when there is pain, when there is sadness, when there is jealousy, when there is hatred, all of them, nobody, only, the jagat is only nimittam, instrumental to trigger it. It's all there in subconscious, underneath, bottled. Okay? Lamiti. something get dig it. Something dig in Gihara says dig it, it has to surface. Trigger it, it has to surface. And the situation is what? This person did not speak with me. He did not tell me something. My daughter did not tell me where she was going. Indian father, huh? My daughter did not tell me where she was going. Finished. Anger, so much of anger will come. Anger will come. Then sometimes the hatred and all, in fact so much, it's all underneath. Really it's not the Jagat. Jagat is wonderful, really speaking. It only triggering off, some similar situation arises, and then you are completely helpless. It is not you, that's why it's not your problem at all. You are free, okay? If you understand this, you can accommodate other persons. It's only emotional problem. Puja Swamiji says this, you know, what he says, if somebody has a headache or stomachache, comes and tells you, what will you do? Other person's head, how other person sits like this, suffering with a headache. Then you feel sorry for the person, give one tablet, give some a cup of water or tea, and then that's how you leave it. You try to help, otherwise you can't help, you leave it. You don't take the headache, and you don't internalize other person's headache as your headache, do you? You're so intelligent, and you're very objective towards other person's headache. In the same way, when somebody's behavior is very funny, understand that behavior to be expression of emotional problem. Physical problem, we are objective towards the physical problem. In the same way, other person doesn't talk to you or is very funny or getting angry or something. I can't stand this, no? That comes. Actually, that is other person's expression of emotional problem. Very natural. We don't get upset with the headache. The same way, we don't need to get upset with the other person's anger or hatred or whatever behavior is there. That is also what? Expression of emotional problem. Like a physical problem, if you can be objective toward other person's physical problem, the same way you have to learn to be objective toward other person's emotional problem also. See, suppose somebody has a headache, you don't hate the person. You won't take the headache. You may keep yourself away from the person who has headache. But don't hate it. There's no hatred, isn't it? The same way other person's behavior, emotional problem, you don't like it, keep away, but it doesn't, you don't take it. We don't need to really need to affect you. This is another important fact Shastram tells. So how long it will be there? Jnane sarvam parisamapete. Only in knowledge it will resolve. That is why we can be objective. That's very important. So here, because the mind will be at a relative level, only we say what? Absolutely you are it absolutely eternal, you are indestructible. Relatively also what? You are indestructible. Only physical body is left behind. And this sukshma goes and comes back assuming a new body. Isn't it? So sukshma also will resolve when in jnanam. This travel is for whom? Pudajanma is for whom? Only for an ajnani. If this person might have been a Vaidika, might have lived a very clean life, a righteous, ethical, morally strong, performed rituals and practiced meditation, lot of punyam has earned, did lot of service, society also, so earned lot of punyam. Lots and lots of good karma he did. With all the punyam he may go to Brahmaloka, attain Kramamukti. Or he may go to other loka and come back. Or he has both punyam and papam, he is born again here. He has only papam, he goes to the lower worlds. But if a jnani, no travel, no brahmaloka, no sargaloka, no adoloka, no manushaloka, no more coming back. That is called it what? Punaragamanam kutaha. There is no return. That is called what? Videha Muktihi. Isn't it? No more return. But he talks about the generally all the powers remain resolved in the mind, and the mind having all the powers resolved in it, it leaves the physical body when the Udana leaves. And it assumes, assuming another body, it will be born again. Whereas this body, the heat also goes, body becomes cold, and it's only what now? It will get disintegrated. Then body will collapse, isn't it? Then body, there's no prana to keep the body, or no, I said holding the body, is it? To keep it integrated, the prana is no more anymore. Then, again, Marana Kale, what happens? It is said the 10th mantra, this much is the 9th mantra information. In the 10th mantra, it is said, whatever desire one entertains at the time of death, or whatever desires one had unfulfilled in one's mind, accordingly, the prana takes the jiva to that world. That world means what? For rebirth, isn't it? One is taken to the rebirth according to what one entertains at the time of death, and also what one has in one's paratha. Next set of paratha. So, the Upanishad is very clear, there is no destruction for you at a subtle level or absolute level. Only the physical body also, what now? It gets disintegrated. Even your physical body also, what now? It's only relative destruction. This physical body becoming disintegrated is only relative destruction, it's not total destruction. It continues to be there, it's going to be there again. So the body which was eating food before becomes what? Eaten later on. The eater becomes the eaten. Once you eat food, your carrots and aubergine and then all these things were eating, potatoes, eaten becomes what? Eater. And the eater again becomes eaten. Cremated becomes what now? It becomes the food for other plants. Again comes home of what now? Carrot. Therefore, again eater becomes the eaten, and eaten becomes the eater again. It's a relative sense, okay, don't take absolute eater. There can't be eater without Bhagavan saying. The sense, the physical, at the physical grossest level also, there's only relative destruction. At the subtle level, there's no destruction. And at the absolute level, there is only eternity. There's no destruction at all. Therefore, nothing is created, nothing can be destroyed absolutely here. There's only relative destruction at the gross level. Absolutely, there is no destruction at all. Okay, with this, 10th mantra is also over. So, this now you can remember, 7th, 9th, 10th, 3 mantras answer the 4th question. And then 8th mantra answers the 5th question. The last one, how does the prana protect the individual body? That answer only has to be given. That also has answered actually the 8th question itself. The 8th mantra answers. The 8th mantra answers the 4th and the 5th. Fifth and the sixth. The fifth question and the sixth question answered in the 8th mantra. fourth question is answered in 7th, 9th and 10th. Now we have only two more mantras. And the 11th and the 12th are Palashrutis. I'll do it in the afternoon. Any doubts you have? Yeah, that also that is also determined by one's own karma. Karma, and I say karma phalam, not the action. Fruit. Karma means part of the karma phalam alone determines the time. That is something you can't accurately say when, how long it takes for one to come back. Coming back is definite. So again, you can make out from the seeing the lifestyle of a person, also you can make out how the person lived. And we all know our own, what all we do, we know, isn't it? Therefore, definitely, the time, the duration, how long one remains, that is not actually accurately said. But definitely returning is there. It may be immediate, it may take, that's why they say 16 days, 13 days actually. I don't know how 13 became 31 in Sri Lanka, I don't know. reverse the numbers. So 31 days is too much really. See, actually nowadays in South India, basically, actually we do 13 days. And then some Madhvas and all, they follow 16th day. So the 13th day or the 16th day, actually the 10th, 11th and 12th, all we have a lot of rituals. Now we have that giving the bhavanas, the dana, all we have to do those days. And the 13th day, we take it as a Shubha Svikaranam. See, Maranam Api Shubham. You take it as Shubha Svikaranam. No more mourning. No more lamenting. No, mourning comes to an end. So the 13 days we light the lamp. And we keep the lamp and we keep the water and all that. See, Sukshma cannot come. Cannot come and drink or anything. So people are all wrong. How are you going to... See, Sukshma is resolved. Sukshma cannot be functional until it gets a office room is required, na? Officer without the office room cannot be functional. So, when the sense powers are not functional, you can't relate to, you can't even understand. See, it needs expression. Sense powers need expression to be recognized. Now I can say all of you are looking at me, whether you are seeing me or not, even you are staring at me, I can say you are staring at me, because that expression is there. I don't know whether you can see or not, but still I can understand what you're all looking at me. And you all can say, you hear me talking, therefore definitely 100% you are sure. All the sense powers are there. So they need expression to be recognized. That's why they say subtle. You only assume there are sense powers. The assumption is based on what? Your perception of expression. In terms of activities, isn't it? Otherwise, without this thula, without the golakam, indriyani cannot be, recognized. They need means of expression for them to be recognized. So they can't be functional also. How long it takes, that is karma decides, determines. But coming back is definite. Definitely not too long. That's also there. The too long means some punyam. See, the longer you don't come back, the more punyam you have, longer you don't come back, also they say. But how long and all, not determine. You can't determine. Yeah. No, you won't come back. They will be waiting in a queue for your body to be get ready. The body is ordered. Yeah.
I'm going around your house and looking
at it. Nah. Some people want to do that also. Want to go and see who is sleeping in my bed. That is not possible. Okay.
Yes.
See, actually speaking, it's all certainly Veda makes it very clear. Whatever you do, the person who depart will not know anything. nor can you interact with the person. Now nowadays we have avigal ulogam in Tamil Nadu, very crazy, okay? They keep on the planchets and then they keep on tumbler. They, oh, look at his hand is moving. This is a nonsense. No? Formula is one's rubbish. It's completely against science, and Shastram does not accept any such thing at all. He doesn't say that. Otherwise, unless they have some yogi, somebody, it can happen. But even if the yogi is ajnanis, whoever is wandering in sukshma form, maybe a yogi is not a jnani. A jnani will not come back. Make sure. Shastram, what is the, who says that? Upanishad says. So I should go by what Upanishad says. What is Shastram? Tasmat Shastram Pramanam Te. But that's what Shastram says, very, very clear. Your moksha is only in jnanam. You don't need to go anywhere. You live a clean life. You pray. You beg. You worship. You meditate. You understand. You do shravanam. You discover yourself. You discover your moksha. Others cannot do anything for you. The teacher's help is secure only for jnanam. And afterwards, clarity comes and you have to be meditative on your own. Isn't it? That's what made very, very clear. So, the 16th day, Shubhasrikarna means that is the day we invite all, you know, the family. The 12th, every day, actually 11th hour they feed people. Every day they feed. They won't cook also. But 16th day or 13th day, actually, what do Vaishnavites even, they go to temple. You know, they're taking a sugar cane, they'll take the moksha deepam, and go to the Mahavishnu temple, they light the lamp, and then they leave and come back, and they can go. But they won't go for very long journeys, no travel. That's why it's okay. There's nothing offered, they can do anything. 13th day or 16th day. That's all.
Shruti places a lot of emphasis here upon the desire of the moment of death. I can't see the logic of that. I can't see the logic of that, because...
What logic?
The Shruti lays a great deal of emphasis upon the desire at the moment of death, or the hour of death.
Listen. See, you cannot entertain a desire at the time of death unless you have been entertaining for a very long time. Example, I tell you, I all the time worry about my daughter or son. Okay, my daughter. Then I forget also, I'm in between. The time of death, at least I was thinking, I was there all these days. Now I'm going to die. What will she do? What is she? See, whomever you are thinking of all the time, what are you worried about all the time, that thought will come to you again at the time of death. Well, we had this year, oh, I want to buy that house. I should buy that house. I think. And again, that last minute, not that you want entertain. Again, tell you one more thing. It is desires also, not that we want to entertain the desires. The desire arises by itself. In fulfilling the desire alone, your will is involved. The rising of the desire, your will is not involved. You know that? Desires arise, that's why desires are very natural. At the desire level, there's no punya papa. Suppose I tell you, okay? The desire level, no punya papa at all. Desire, you are not a creator of desires. Desire is you. Desire is part of you. Like how your hair is part of you. Desire is part of you. So desire, and then no desire arises suddenly at the time of death. We won't even know. So whatever was bothering you so much, those things without your knowledge, they'll arise. Especially the more you are frightened of the death, I'm going to die, I'm going to leave now. That time, anything, what exactly disease will come, we can't say. That is why those days they used to tell, just before you die, think of Bhagavan. It is very difficult. Shakara kalatla Shankara Shankara. Just before you die, suddenly you can't say Narayana Narayana, nothing. Bhagavan Nama will not come. So start worshipping, start praying from the childhood. Every day be given to the habit of doing some japam, so that at the time of death also, instead of having unnecessary worries, see, you are not going to achieve anything. Okay, you cannot really fulfill. Do your duties towards children and leave them. Then bless them, pray for them, leave them. then unnecessarily you think of Bhagavan, so that you'll be able to entertain the thought about Bhagavan at the time of death only if you entertain the whole life. A suddenly fresh new thought does not come at the time of death. Whatever was there already only will come back. That is why they say in India, one of the reasons for naming the children, all the children will have, suppose now you know, Shiva Devi, Shiva Pati, Shiva Bhaktan, Shiva Nation, you call, the father lies down, hey Shiva Nesha, Shiva Bhakta, Shiva Devi, calling children all the Shiva, 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 the time of death also, he'll think, call the children's name only. So you to develop that habit of calling Bhagavan all the time, so that you'll be able to think of Bhagavan at the time of death also, the name the children also is Bhagavan Nama. That's one of the reasons. See, when they become unconscious, it is not their problem. They're okay. Unconscious means Bhagavan has taken you already. I tell you, last time, before the departure, always one has to become unconscious. Consciously, nobody 100% goes. Swamiji was conscious until the last day. Okay, maybe 2-3 days he became slowly, he was dropping. The last day 100% unconscious, but only prana was there. His mind was off. Mind is present, but off. Now people call, Srila Prabhupada is calling, Swamiji, Swamiji, we have come to the Ganga bank, we have come to your room, Swamiji. He was calling. We were all chanting, Na Bhagavan Nama. Swamiji doesn't even hear, doesn't know. He will have no response. What I'm saying, if somebody becomes unconscious, that time is over. Then you don't need to worry about it. They have no punya papa. Unconscious means no punya papa. In sleep, you have no punya papa. Okay. But that time you can do japam, it is good for you. Good for them also. You pray for them and it's good for you also. See, we all did japam, it's punyam for us. But until the person is conscious, the person must be able to do japa. I saw my mother doing. With all pain also she was doing in the hospital. I told her, Ma, did you do Achyutayana Manatayanama? I asked her, yes, I'm chanting it. The last day, I think that night she put the mask, that night only she didn't chant, I think. She was sleeping, that's all. I remember. So, when the conscious, you can chant. Or mentally, suppose a lot of pain is there, and suppose if they no pain, nothing means okay. The two lot of pain is there, they can't chant. Then there's no punya papa. That's okay. You can't. That's why when your pain draws your attention, whole attention. How can you say? Even Swamiji was saying that day when he shifted his body from the ambulance to the thing, we're both. He said, "No, because there's a crack and the not a slight, the handle crack caused excruciating pain for Swamiji. Even the slightest jerk caused pain." So he said, oh, life, my life, prana goes. Now that he said. So pain means pain, but he was very calm. That is a different thing. When he was shifted, I was just standing next to him, you know, shifted, I can see, he was telling. Shifting from one bed to the ambulance, the stretcher, this thing, severe pain. So what I'm saying, the pain is there, you can't chant. That's what I want to say. Once they become unconscious, and they can't chant. For them, you can chant. But it's punyam for you only. So the person who passed away, he or she should chant for himself. That we can't develop overnight. That is why the prayer and worship must start from very childhood. It must become a regular habit. Suddenly you can't become prayerful. Suddenly you can't become worshipful. Suddenly you can't think of Bhagavan, Bhagavan Nama. That is why they say, do it from the beginning. Suppose you studied Shastram, you are all the time contemplative, you will never get senile, I tell you. You will be very sharp. I noticed with Swamiji, 100% conscious. When he was alert, his mind was so alert. He would tell the name of the person, he couldn't see actually properly. He was keeping his eyes like this, open, but he was blurred, he couldn't see properly. If you tell the name, he will say, Hamsa Swamiji, oh Malaysia va. He lost 100% caught. He was alert. He never became senile. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om. So all the questions have been answered. Only phalam is there, which we'll see in the afternoon. Okay.